All right, back now with Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. And Senator, welcome back to MSO. It's almost springtime here, but the weather doesn't seem like it. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, Rick. Thanks. How are you?
The same. The same. Looking for. I hate the end of winter. You know, that's my favorite season, and spring is not, but everybody else is looking forward to it. And I should start with something that's not comfortable to ask you about, but that is the current situation with gas and oil. We just ordered oil for our oil burner this week, and it's $5 a gallon, which is maybe twice as much as I've ever seen it before. Not quite, but close to it. And of course, gasoline. And you know, the thing is, we're doing our fair share. I haven't been over the bridge, the proverbial bridge, in a month. So I'm saving gas that way, and we cut our thermostat way back to 60 degrees. So is this kind of, in your view, and I know it's we didn't prep for this, but is it kind of a temporary thing, or is this something we're going to have to learn to live with?
Well, Rick, I wish I had enough of a crystal ball to be able to give you an answer to that question, but I will tell you it's a very harsh reality right now for people all across the state to be able to deal with the cost of home heating oil that's very high, and also to deal with gasoline prices that have reached historic highs. They've since fallen back just a little bit, and it makes it very difficult because many, many folks need to commute to be able to get to work or to be able to get to school or to be able to make medical appointments or visit loved ones. And when you go to the gasoline pump and you see the numbers inching ever higher, I know a lot of folks are thinking about just how much economic pain that causes for their household budgets. And the same is true of trying to keep your house warm here in the winter. Obviously, we're not out of winter heating season yet. We felt the chill in the air in just the last couple of days, and I'm like you, I actually love winter. But one of the things about winter in New England is you have to keep your house warm.
Yeah.
And so we all have to be concerned about those things and about those costs. And some of them we can control and some of them we can't. So conserving energy is important, but ultimately we can't control the price of the material. And one of the things that we've been looking at, and I know you've seen reported in other places in the news, is the issue of the Massachusetts gasoline tax, which is about 24 cents. And we've been exploring ways that we might be able to suspend that just to make things a little bit easier. And in addition to that, Rick, one of the things that we've been working on is to try to supplement the state's heating oil program, home heating assistance program, for low-income residents.
Mm-hmm.
That's known as LIHEAP. And we were contacted very early on by Elliot Jacobson at Action Energy, they do a wonderful job regionally in helping people. And Elliot's point to us was, with the high cost of home heating oil, we're going to need help. We didn't budget for this. We need additional funds. And so yesterday in the Massachusetts Senate, we debated a supplemental spending bill. It's about $1.6 billion. And one of the things that we put into that bill was $20 million additional dollars for our state's home heating assistance program. And I'm pleased that we did that. I had circulated a letter signed by many of my colleagues asking for additional funds in that supplemental budget. And thanks to a lot of good collaboration and bipartisan support, they are in that bill. In addition, we did have an amendment to try to suspend the gas tax in Massachusetts. That is not without concern. There are folks that are concerned about potential impacts on our bond rating and whether or not consumers would actually see a reduction in cost if we suspended the tax. We think we have good answers to those concerns, but the point is that both of those subjects were debated yesterday in the Massachusetts State Senate. On the one hand, we got an additional $20 million for home heating assistance. And on the other, our effort to suspend the gas tax temporarily did not garner enough votes, but we began a conversation that may well need to continue and intensify based on what happens in the future. And as you alluded to, we don't know what that future is going to hold, given the instability of the world and the impacts on a very unfair, unjust, and immoral war being conducted by the people of Russia, or at least the Russian government, against the people of Ukraine.
Well, I think people have to understand that, you know, it is a global society, and when something happens around the globe, it can affect you right here, and it's changed. COVID, obviously, got people aware of how that works. And speaking of COVID, we are entering a phase where it looks like things are beginning to spike once again with another variant overseas, and it could be headed this way. In terms of outdoor dining again, Senator, I know it was pretty much a boost for restaurants in the area. Is that still a possibility this year, do you know?
It is, Rick. There are two things that restaurants have told us have been very important in helping them to survive the COVID-19 pandemic. One is outdoor dining, which we've seen in a robust way in our area, and the other one is the ability to deliver cocktails to go. Both of those things are currently set to expire in terms of the law that authorizes them on April 1st. But in that supplemental budget that we debated yesterday in the Senate, we included extensions to April 1st of next year for both of those things. The House has done the same thing in a supplemental budget that they passed just a short while ago. So now we have to reconcile these two documents. But the good news for restaurants and the rest of us, for that matter, is that those extensions are in both versions of the bill. So I'm confident that we are going to see an extension. Hopefully we'll be able to get it to the governor's desk to be signed into law before April 1st. But even if we don't, we may miss by a little bit of time. And again, I'm hoping that's not the case. But I am confident that we are going to see these things extended.
Senator, I know you're in transit, and I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I have to ask you and get off topic here a little bit. What is your travel itinerary like, let's just say, I don't know, monthly or over the course of a month? In other words, your coverage, you're specific to a Gloucester area in terms of your district, but where you are the Senate Minority Leader, I'm sure it takes you elsewhere in the state.
Well, it does, Rick, and, you know, I'm glad you asked the question because sometimes folks don't realize how large our Senate district is. It actually consists of 17 communities, one city, and 16 towns. And so, on average, that means a lot of traveling to be in communities. I'm presently returning from a meeting in the town of Newbury. But during the COVID times that we've had in the public health emergency, there hasn't been so much travel because there haven't been a lot of in-person meetings. That's starting to change now, and it's changing very quickly as we resume normal meetings that require in-person presence. And so, for instance, this morning I started speaking to the Merrimack Valley Chamber of Commerce in the city of Lawrence. I just left the town of Newbury. I'm heading back to our hometown in Gloucester, Rick, for another meeting. And so, It does involve a lot of travel, and of course, as you alluded to, in my role as Minority Leader, I do need to go to other parts of the state as well to be able to articulate the perspective of the Senate Republican Caucus. So in normal times, it's a lot of traveling and a lot of time on the road. During much of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been a lot of time on Zoom, and a lot of time spent both in Gloucester and just at the State House without a lot of other travel in between.
All right. That is Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.